At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And it's high noon. So good afternoon to you. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr. in Philadelphia, where the rain is threatening.
It's frightful.
Frightful. The weather outside is frightful.
Uh-huh.
In Philly. Scraby thinks that you may get a lengthy edition of the Sam Levitt show later today.
Sorry, Sam.
Rather than Padre baseball.
You know what Sam was telling us yesterday?
Well, he said a lot of things, but what else?
He said that he prides himself on the fact that when they've gone to rain delays this year and he has to be the guy to fill the time, he has not gone to recorded content yet, like previously recorded content.
That's good.
So keep it up, Sam.
Well, let me just say this to Sam Levitt, who's not here. You and I are not so proud. We have a 5.5-hour show like we do today. We probably will go to some recorded content.
Yeah.
We're not proud.
Like
Sam.
No, Sam was definitely very proud
of
that. Sam
more proud than us. We have live content in this segment. It's called Chris vs. the Fans. A little trivia. And we played it yesterday at this hour, so those who were not familiar, normally we don't play it till something like 4 in the afternoon.
4 p.m.,
so
yeah,
a lot of people may not have heard this before, but pretty simple trivia game. Scraby will give you the official rules, but in general, you get 3 questions, and if you get it right, you move on. If you get it wrong, you still might move on. Unless I get it right.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name, Chris versus the Fans.
Yes.
If you get to number 3 and win, you qualify for a nice trip to Las Vegas that Scraby will describe after we play the Open.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy-do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, the prize. You'll be qualified for a chance to win the grand prize, a 2-night stay at Park MGM Las Vegas, 2 tickets to Motley Crue on September 19th, and a $100 gas card. Catch Motley Crue's Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM September 12th through October 3rd. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Also, the rules. You have to make it through 3 questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it, and you'll get that first question for free today.
Before we get to the game.
Just cleared the lines.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Scraby does this often. He doesn't like people dialing in too early.
No, it's like...
Well, there's a lot of... I'm sure there's new people to the segment here who didn't realize you have to dial in a little ahead of time. So, Scraby, giving everybody an opportunity to get in there.
Yes.
833-288-0973.
I don't want to deal with the complaints anymore.
While people are dialing in, taking their spot in line, in the next segment, I just want to tell you that I've come across this story.
Uh-oh.
And we'll discuss it in the next segment. But apparently, one of the Padre broadcasters is in deep and facing backlash from the Dodgers.
Well,
I'm not
going to
tell you which broadcaster.
It's not Tony.
I'm not telling you which broadcaster.
It can't be Tony.
Not telling you. Right now?
Wow, you got my attention, though.
Right now, it's Chris versus the fans. So let's play 833-288-0973.
You've got my attention.
Did you get the rules?
Yes.
Three questions, first time player, the whole thing.
I've already said the prize, Motley Crue. Yesterday, Chris told a story that I cannot forget about how his wife wanted him to go say hi to or ask Tommy Lee for a picture.
With her, not with me.
Which is the funniest thing I could think of. Chris walking up to Tommy Lee. And be like, hey, can you take a picture with my wife?
It was not easy.
All right, let's get to our first contestant.
The things you do, Scrappy.
Well, maybe I'll learn that one day. Yeah. But I could say this now, Chris, but I could say I would tell my wife, no. I'm not going to go up to Tony.
I really probably should have.
Okay.
But maybe there was a small piece of me that wanted to say hello to Tommy Lee myself. So I took the opportunity under the guise of asking on behalf of her to be able to speak to Tommy Lee for a moment.
Yeah.
That way it didn't look like I was being the guy. I was asking for her.
Yeah, it still doesn't work out for me.
Okay.
Ed, you're up first. Hello, Ed.
Hello, Ed.
Hi.
Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
He's ready.
Okay, here we go.
Ed's ready.
Who is the manager of the Detroit Tigers?
Straight up question.
Detroit Tigers. I have no idea.
Ed does not know that one.
All right.
Probably going to get him eliminated from the game because the cheating A.J. Hinch is the manager.
Oh, wow.
Well, he was the manager during the trash can incident in the World Series. I think he has to take some responsibility for that.
Oh, well, he did. He got fired. He took the ultimate responsibility for that.
Well, no. To me, the ultimate responsibility would have been no other team ever hiring him again because he cheated the game. I mean, we can make this argument. Pete Rose was kicked out for, was it worse than what A.J. Hinch oversaw?
I mean, we can talk about it later.
Yeah, we could. I mean, A.J. Hinch is right now, having success.
He paid his price.
Okay, so did Pete Rose. He sat out of baseball for 50 years, and they never, wanted to put him in the Hall of Fame.
But I guess they weren't trying to win money off of it.
Okay.
They were just trying to win
a World Series, so that's better.
The Houston Asterisks.
Yeah.
All right. I
don't know. I've always kind of wondered. I've always felt A.J. Hinch, although seemingly a good guy and a good manager, got off really much easier than he should have.
None of the players, no one got punished for it.
Not really.
No. Rob Manfred basically said, yeah, it happened, but oh well.
Yeah. Sorry.
Keep moving, everybody.
Yeah. Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here. I know that we just had a major cheating scandal, but nothing to see here.
Yeah. We cheated and won the World Series, but it doesn't matter. We fired a general manager somewhere in there. You took the fall for that one.
All right, let's go to our next contestant. We're going to go to Davis in San Diego. Hello, Davis.
Hi, Davis.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Ready to play, Davis?
I'm a first-time player.
That's
right. You tell him, Davis. You tell him.
Here we go. Question number two.
It's right to question two.
Ooh. What team did Matt Waldron face in his final start of last season?
What? Come on. Who's going to know this?
Lots of people.
Why?
I knew it. I had to confirm it, but I knew it.
I don't know.
I guess or just leave it for me, Davis. You sometimes it's good strategy not to guess.
Phillies?
He went with the Phillies, okay.
Stay there, Davis.
Well, I have about a 24-1 chance then on the rest of the teams in baseball. I don't know.
I thought you would remember this.
Maybe I should, but I don't. So I'll just guess, and I honestly hope I'm wrong, because I don't want Davis to be eliminated on a complete guess. I'll just say Dodgers.
When you said the D, I was like, no!
Oh, I'm wrong. Good.
It was the Diamondbacks.
Okay. You're still alive, Davis. You move on to the finale. Now, why does that matter?
He just got crushed, and then they ended up putting him on the IL. Okay. He got crushed by
that. I don't remember that. Anyway, Davis, good for you. You move on to the final question.
Yeah, here we go, Davis. Question number three. Which stadium hosted the 2023 MLB All-Star Game?
2023, again, you're just...
Did we already ask this question?
No, you're just asking stuff out of left field, though. Like, what? Who cared about this All-Star Game?
It was an All-Star Game.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. Where was the game, Davis?
I'll give you city or team. Doesn't matter.
Was that the Rangers?
It says the Rangers hosted that game.
That was last year. Stay there, though.
So the Rangers were last year. You're not even asking who hosted last year's All-Star Game. You're asking who hosted 2 years ago's All-Star Game.
Should be pretty easy.
Why should that be easy?
Only happened 2 years ago.
Here's the funny thing, Davis and Mr. Scraby. I can tell you that the 1970 All-Star Game was played at Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.
Why do you know that?
That was 55 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Because the game, I think it opened the stadium.
Okay.
Cincinnati. Right. I can tell you that in 1978 and in 1993, they played in San Diego. I can probably tell you a whole bunch more.
And they played in 20...
Yeah, they did another one.
Like 2014, 15?
Yeah. So I can probably tell you a whole bunch of locations. I couldn't have a clue where the All-Star Game was.
Really?
2 seasons ago.
Are you going to give a guess?
Of course I'm going to give a guess. How about Miami?
Miami? When was the last time the Marlins hosted it?
I don't know where the game was.
Oh, wow. Davis is the winner.
Davis, you're the winner. Hang on there, buddy.
Stay there, Davis.
Good job. Well, not good job. You didn't do anything. I lost it for you this way, but that's how the game goes sometimes.
It was
new to the game. Oh, yeah. Where was it?
Seattle.
Okay.
I thought you would remember that.
But why?
Just because it was 2 years ago. That's why.
Wow.
There's no other reason other than the fact that it's a recent All-Star game.
No one pays any attention to the All-Star
game
anymore.
Well, you put it as a question number three, too.
It was a number three. All right, Davis stays on the line. He could end up going to Las Vegas without even getting a question right.
I actually got to make sure that Davis is
sounded like a younger player there, but still a victory. And, you know, I think you should let, like, can he qualify for his parents or no? Would you put the kibosh on that?
No. He can qualify for his parents. We just got to do a little question.
Have a little talking. We're having a little, okay.
A little talky talk.
Davis, hang in there. You guys all hang in there. When we come back, the Padre broadcaster facing backlash.
What is this?
From the Los Angeles Dodgers. Not kidding. It's right here in black and white on my screen.
Oh, man.
We're Gwen and Chris ahead.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, we got a couple of things to take care of here. Number one, Davis was not old enough, but Scraby qualified Davis's mom.
Yes, I did.
So if you're out there, Davis's mom, yes, you have a chance to go to Las Vegas.
Yes.
Secondly, if you've ever heard Chris vs. the Fans in its usual incarnation at 4 o'clock, you know that Scraby screws it up half the time.
I don't know about half the time.
And he did it again. Well, you made a mistake on one of the questions yesterday, and as it turned out, the chat pointed out you made a mistake today as well. Mm. Scraby asked who Matt Waldron made his last start against last season. Scraby said the answer was Arizona. Problem, Matt Waldron did not start that game. He came in relief.
He lasted longer than the starter.
His last start was actually against Minnesota. That would have been the correct answer. It doesn't matter because we both missed it, but I do like to clear these up because people in the chat are very
buttoned down on this stuff. Oh, yeah. They
don't like to miss any of that.
You know, it would be very nice if people in the chat would help me with questions, but no, they're just going to rip
them
apart.
No, they'd rather sit back and poke fun at
your misses.
I do
get people that send me questions, but they've been asked before. Like, we've asked everything.
We have asked a million questions on that game. But, yeah, if you ever want to send some in, I don't think Scraby would be adverse to that.
Yeah, just sending good ones. I don't need I don't need who did Fernando hit three home runs against. We've already done that one.
Okay. Don't use that one.
I'm just frustrated because it seems like every time I do this game now, I get it wrong.
All right, let's switch the subject before you get too down on yourself here and crawled too deep into the rabbit hole. Here's the headline.
Tell me about this.
Padres announcer is facing backlash for comments about the Dodgers
Pickles
during a broadcast. The Padre announcer in question is not Tony Gwynn Jr.
I knew it. Tony would never say anything.
Well, who do you think it is?
Mud.
I'm going to put you on the spot.
It's got to be Mud. Mud's the most freewheeling guy on that.
Mud's the most freewheeling guy. Anyway, the story starts off, et cetera, et cetera. Teams have been rivals. Tensions boiled over in June. Fernando was hit. Mike Schilt, Dave Roberts were ejected. Shohei was plunked, et cetera, et cetera. Suarez suspension. But the comments that the broadcaster said actually took place on Sunday when the Padres were not playing the Dodgers. They're playing the Reds. Said the broadcaster.
Oh, no, I think I know it happened.
Said the broadcaster, let's call it the way it is. Manny Machado is a better third baseman than Max Muncy, all right?
Yeah.
I don't think that's much to argue about, but the Dodger fans are all over the guy who said it, Mark Grant.
He's not saying anything wrong.
But he's not wrong. So if you're a Dodger fan out there and you didn't like Mark Grant saying that Manny Machado is a better third baseman than Max Muncy, then you can be critical of me as well. And you can be critical of pretty much anybody who knows anything about baseball. Now, does that mean that in any way, shape, or form, are we or did Mark Grant slight Max Muncy? No. Max Muncy has come alive with a really good last couple of months after starting slow.
Yeah.
He's got 13 home runs. I think Machado's got 10. But Machado's got him in pretty much every other category. And honestly, Machado, even a Dodger fan, a myopic one at that, would have to admit Machado is a slightly better fielder than Max Muncy.
I don't understand why, like, you got to be...
This all came up because they're the two finalists in the third base balloting right now in the National League. But here's some of the stuff that Mudcat got from Dodger fans.
Oh, no.
On the chats. Simple stuff. Muncy has two rings. How many does Manny have?
Well, he's only got one and a half, but okay.
That's right. Manny does a...
I'm saying that Muncy only... He has the Mickey Mouse ring, too.
Oh, he has the Mickey Mouse ring. One fan said, biggest broadcast homers in professional sports. I guess that's the Padre crew. Wrote another, the Padres broadcast crew is just flat out embarrassing. Another said, the Padres are chasing L.A. when they should be worried about the Cardinals. LOL, rent-free.
Yes, this is why you're upset enough to make a comment online.
Yeah. Too bad Manny doesn't have a fan base that'll step up and vote for him like Muncy does. Those are some
That's
of the
not
comments
true. Manny has more votes than Muncy does.
Look, Manny's got 13 home runs too. I thought he had 10. Okay, so 293 to 255. The OPSs are the same. The home runs are the same. The defense isn't even a comment. It's not even a question.
No.
I think what Mudcat Grant said was fine, and yes. I also like the fact that he just said it straight up instead of being wishy-washy. Let's call it the way it is. Manny Machado is better than Max Muncy. I will say and stand by that forevermore. I can't imagine ever changing that comment. And I'm going to also say that Max Muncy is a guy that I was not a huge fan of for a while, but that I actually have grown to appreciate more. He is a tremendously disciplined hitter, Scraby. He does not swing at anything that is even an inch off the plate. And he is, you know, he's had a monster couple of months. And he's been hitting, you know, home runs for a while. And he's part of the reason why the Dodgers won the World Series last year. But Manny Machado's potentially going to the Hall of Fame. Max Muncy, for all that you might think he is, Dodger fans, is not in the minds of any Hall of Fame voters. And that's the bottom line. You can argue it if you don't like it, but you can't really argue it because it's true.
Yeah.
One guy's being considered as a Hall of Famer. The other guy is a good player, but he's not. So, you know, if you want to, you know, go crazy, that's part of the Dodger Padre rivalry, I guess.
I think
that fans are going to, you know, be upset with the broadcaster.
Should I make a comment that might get people upset?
Absolutely.
What Dodger loser fan is sitting there watching a Reds Padres game looking for something to be mad about? Like, why? The one thing I don't get about the Dodgers fans is they keep saying, oh, we live rent free in your head, but you guys come into our chat to talk trash. Like, it seems like you're very insecure, Dodger fan. Very insecure.
Let me ask you this, though, as a way of twisting it for a moment. If you were watching the Fox game on Saturday, you know, game of the week.
Yeah.
Dodgers, Cardinals.
Yeah.
Joe Davis is doing it.
Joe Davis is definitely...
And he's the Dodger guy, but he's the voice of Fox. And by the way, I think Joe Davis is excellent.
I think he's kind of boring.
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, here comes the pitch.
Allow me to tell you that Joe Davis is very good.
That's great, but he's boring.
Let me just say, if he said at any time, here comes Max Muncy, clearly a better third baseman than Manny Machado.
Yes, Padres fans
I would find something wrong with that.
But I'm not watching that game.
You wouldn't?
I'm not
you
watching
just
the game
happen
looking
to have
for
a
it.
Game on? Well, who said they were watching the game looking for something? Maybe they're just watching the game and they heard it be said.
You know what I would do, Chris? I'd be like, wow, that was a pretty bold comment, and then move on with
you
my
would,
day.
You would, huh?
Yes.
No, you wouldn't.
Move on there with is, my day.
I got to tell you, if Joe Davis, and he's not going to because he's too much of a pro, but if Joe Davis said,
or a
there's no question that, stop on the Joe Davis thing. This is not an attack on him. So stop throwing it off the subject. I'm using him as an example. If Joe Davis said on TV, Max Muncy's clearly better than Manny Machado, I can guarantee you that every Padre fan this side of El Paso would be in his chat and the Dodger chats and everywhere ticked off. So I get why the Dodger fans are ticked off. I'm just saying that they're wrong.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think that they're. I don't get why they're ticked off because You have to be able, as a baseball fan, to know when someone's better than someone on your team. You just have to. You have to be realistic. Can't just say your guy's better because he's on your team. That'd be me like, hey, Gavin Sheets, the best left fielder in baseball right now. It's not true. So I don't understand it. I don't understand Dodgers fans.
I get it because fans are passionate, but I need to calm you pans down this time. Manny Machado is being considered for the Hall of Fame. Max Muncy is not and never will be, and that's not a knock on Max Muncy. He's a really good player, but he's not in the elite class of Manny Machado.
Gabriel has a great point on the chat. Gabriel says their own fans were talking mess about him a few months ago, and they were. They were saying DFA Muncy.
That's right. Yeah, he got off to a really bad start.
He did. He did, and he's working his way out of it. But there's something about Dodgers fans and how they complain about things that just bothers me.
Well, I'm again going to turn this on its head for you. Max Muncy, by the way, did not hit his first home run until April 30th. And when he did, he was hitting 194. So, yes, you can understand why the Dodger fans wanted to DFA him up to that point. But,
yeah,
saying that the Dodger fans are annoying because they win and they stand behind that as a way of puffing out their, you know, proverbial chest and being holier than thou, I remind you that there are such things as 49er fans.
Oh, gosh.
And they do the same thing, and it's not even an argument.
We've never done anything
like
that.
And it's why I can't stand the 49ers and why I can't stand you when you're rooting for them. So you calling out the Dodger fans is calling a spade.
That's not true at all. He pen dropped?
Pen
is that
drop.
What just happened?
That was a pen drop.
I don't think it's true.
I don't have a microphone.
I sit here and I watch Dodger fans come in here and just trash all the Padres fans. Like, why?
When's the last time you had something nice to say about a Seahawk fan, might I add?
I met a Seahawk fan the other day, and they were lovely.
I bet.
And I said, I'm sorry about your team. And they said, I know. I wish I was a 49er fan.
Okay. Okay.
More
Gwen and Chris. I think we have a big five coming up next.
We do.
Scraby and I'll keep arguing off air. 12:35. Chris Hello, Scraby. Tony in Philadelphia, where reports are circulating that he will not have to work tonight. The Phillies beat writer for The Athletic?
Yes, let me get the official name so that everybody...
Give his name so we can blame him if he's wrong.
Matt Gelb, Phillies beat writer for The Athletic. This is a real account. I have checked. Says Phillies and Padres are going to play a doubleheader Wednesday. Now, this has not been made official by Major League Baseball,
right,
or the Padres or the Phillies, but the word is now circulating that it's
correct,
going to be postponed.
All right, we're going to give you a big five in the meantime. Anything more we hear about it, we'll let you know. But let's talk
about
everything else that's going on with sports. Tony Gwynn Jr. and I breaking down the fun stuff around the world of sports that was put together by Matt Scraby. And if he doesn't get to the segment sooner rather than later, I'm going to lose it because I'm not going to be able to stall any longer.
I don't know what happened to it.
You've lost the big five?
I did not lose the big five. Found it.
Goodness gracious.
Found it.
Hit the button.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, for the start of today's Big Five, I am actually going to look towards the future of the Padres because,
you've already cashed it in for this season.
I have not cashed it in for this season, but I did want to start a little bit more positively today.
Number five.
And we're going to start with El Mutante. Chris, do you know who El Mutante is?
The deaf guy? Oh, no, the mutant.
I'm sorry.
I don't know why I went the wrong adjective. Spanish. My Spanish is a little faulty.
Oh, you thought... Okay, never mind. Sorry, I have to stay here for a second.
You said mutante. I thought it had something to do with mute.
Yes, I get it now. El Mutante is Leo DeVries. He is the mutant.
How's his hearing these days? Good?
I think his hearing's great.
Okay, good.
I think his hearing's great. Good. All right, that was the greatest way to start the Big Five of all time. Padres minor league star Leo DeVries is making major strides in 2025 and seemingly keeps getting better and better. And he was recently chosen for the 2025 MLB Futures Game and is the number three prospect in baseball, according to CBSSports.com. So, Tony, I know you guys don't care about this stuff, but does this game interest you at all?
Yeah, it interests me because I want to see what Leo does on that stage. I think these are when you actually have someone that's your organization that you follow, it has someone in there, that's the time to really watch it. And you watch it for the at-bats he gets, and then when he comes out the game, if he comes out the game, you duck out. So, yeah, no, I think it's a reason, it's actually a reason to watch, and it's not as though Leo is, a prospect. He's like the prospect. So yeah. you want to see him go on that stage and do well.
Chris, what do you think? Are you interested in this at all, this game?
I used to be a hard pass on games like this, but it's changed now. And the reason I feel it's changed, I mean, DeVries is certainly enticing and exciting, and I would definitely like to see him take a few swings. But the reason to me this game has become something that's enjoyable to watch is that guys who play in it are no longer miles and miles away from the major leagues.
Right,
it used
right.
to be if somebody played in a game like this, there's still another 5-6 years before you saw them again and you forget all about it, right? Right. The guy the guy you might see in the futures game one day might be starting in mid-August somewhere. And, you know, it's in all sports. I mean, in the NFL, guys come out of college, they start at quarterback the first year. That used to never happen. And now in baseball, I mean, some of the top pitchers in all of baseball are brand new. You know, with a like Paul Skeens is like a veteran now compared to some of these other guys that are coming up this year, throwing harder than he did. So, you know, I do. I think it's kind of fun to watch this now because it's a good indicator of what I'm going to be seeing, you know, soon.
All right. That, both of your answers kind of surprised me, but this really excites me, this game. I'm going to be watching.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to go that far. But
it's fancy baseball research, Chris.
Yeah, right.
He just said, yeah.
if you don't know who these guys are before the game, you're going to be in trouble in the fantasy world in this day and age. Because people are, you know, digging into that stuff a lot more in depth now.
Yes, yes, that's true. Number four. El Mutante, the mutant.
The deaf guy. Mute. M-U-T-E.
Yes, I understand where you thought it was coming from. All right. I don't think we've gotten Tony this good in a while. This is good stuff.
That is amazing.
Luis Severino, pitcher for the A's, had some pretty critical comments about the A's over the weekend. This is a guy who did sign in free agency.
He
chose the A's.
Yes.
But here's what he said to the media over the weekend about playing at Sutter Health Park, which is a minor league stadium that the A's play in right now in Sacramento. Quote, if you ask me how I feel pitching at home, I'm not going to lie to you, because at the end, you guys are going to figure out if it's a lie or not. My job is here to pitch, and every time you ask me a question, be honest with you guys. I was not trying to hurt anyone's feelings by saying that, but I'm not the only one who feels the same way. He said, it feels like a spring training game when he pitches at home, and he pointed out the ballpark's lack of air conditioning, small crowds, and how its clubhouse is in left field as being problems. He also says, when his team's hitting and he's pitching, he goes into the clubhouse usually and watches the game on TV and the air conditioning, but he can't do that because there's no air conditioning and he has to go all the way to left field if he wants to do that. So he's really not happy with this whole thing. Chris, is he wrong for saying this?
In this case, he's totally wrong. And the reason is because he could have done the same research that we all did. I'm not even a Major League Baseball player, but I knew that the guys who played in Oakland were going to have to walk out to the clubhouse in left field.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, even though the ballpark is minor league, I'm pretty sure the check that he gets every month from the A's is major league.
Yeah, that is.
That's still real money that he signed up for. So I have no patience for his complaining at this point. I do want to point out that...
Yeah, can I say that he signed a 3-year, $67 million deal?
I mean, he's getting $23 million a year. I'll tell you what, buy some air conditioning. You know, build a clubhouse. I mean,
pay someone to fan you down.
Yeah, right. Use one of Tony's minions who fan him all the day and give him grapes all the time.
Yes.
Have them come in.
Are you calling my children minions?
No, not your children. No, those people you hire that come in.
Yes.
Those people.
Yeah, and palm frond you. No, I mean, the money's major league, and he knew what he was getting here. He should have known what he's getting into. I did want to point out that last night was the series we've all waited for all season. The matchup between the A's and the Rays.
Oh, minor league stadium
minor
central.
Minor league last night in Tampa. So, yeah, there you go. I don't have any. I don't feel
at
bad
least the
for
Rays were forced into their situation by a hurricane.
Okay,
Tony, is he wrong, Luis Severino, for saying this?
I mean, I think from the point of view of where Chris is speaking from, yes. He probably shouldn't say it, but you know, I think we all knew, and I think more importantly, he shouldn't say it because he chose to go there. I don't think he's wrong in his thought. I mean, I I think everybody knew that this was going to be an issue. And, you know, I doubt that he is the only one that feels like that in his own locker room. But he probably is the only one that had the gumption to say it. And so, yeah, man, I mean, I think the mere fact that he signed up knowing that it was what it was would put him in a position where he probably just needs to eat it and, you know, go on about his business. I will say that, you know, the check, although he might be the highest paid, there are a bunch of dudes on that roster that are getting good checks. And I, as I said, I'm sure he's feeling that. And that's in his numbers, too. I think he has a good record on the road, and he has a terrible record at home. And so, you know, I think it becomes a mental thing that you are constantly having to, you know, get yourself ready for.
I think we need more use of the word gumption in our daily vocabulary. I missed that word. That's a good word. Gumption.
Pretty good.
All right.
Number three.
NBA MVP, the push-off specialist, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, has agreed to a 4-year, $285 million Supermax contract extension with the Oklahoma City Thunder through the 2030-31 season. How much money is that per push-off, Chris?
Per push-off, $1 million a push-off.
Okay, no, I'm kidding. Even if he doesn't, Tony, you're up first. Even if SGA doesn't live up to this contract, has he already paid it off with an MVP and finals win?
Who's first, me? Or,
no,
I think
Tony
is,
Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is in regards to his extension.
Yes.
While
we're
talking, okay. Has he already? I mean, yeah. I mean, he is in essence being rewarded for what he's done for the organization at this point, right? His extension comes after on the heels of an MVP and a finals. This isn't a new way of thought either, by the way. Flacco comes to mind after they won the Super Bowl against your Niners, I believe.
Yes,
that was
yes.
Scravy.
Yes,
he happened to be a free agent coming out of that, and he got to be the best paid, the number one or the top rated salary in all of quarterbacks. And so I liken it to that. I mean, this is a contract that he qualified for and then went out and backed it up. And I think he has already paid. And, you know, I think the idea is that even though he's getting paid for what he's done, he's at the age where they also are going to, you know, want to see more. So
yeah,
that will be the burden that's on his shoulders moving forward.
Chris, has he already paid it off with an MVP and finals win, SGA?
I think in the world of like real estate and restaurants and things, they always say location, location, location. I think in the world of athletes like this, the big word is timing. And he hit it right on the right time. I mean, if you're going to be a free agent at the end of the year, it's nice to win the championship and MVP on your way out.
Not bad bargaining tools right there.
No, this was pretty much a no-brainer. I believe he's also the highest paid athlete now in any of the four major sports in terms of per year salaries. It's $71 million per year. I don't think anyone's above that. So, yeah, you know, he's doing okay. But I think what you're kind of asking, though, is if, like, he all of a sudden didn't do anything for the next 4 years.
Yeah, is it already good?
Did the Thunder still get what they needed?
Yeah.
I would say at the moment they would say yes, but if in a year he's not producing, they're going to say no.
Yes. That's the answer.
Yeah, that very well could be true.
Yeah, fans are going to be like, what has he ever done for us?
Yeah, that would be the kind of thing.
Might be true.
Yeah.
Number two.
Arriving, this is kind of a messed up story, but arriving fresh off an 18-hour flight after she hoisted the Eurobasket trophy, Julie Van Loo expected to rejoin her Golden State Valkyries team and continue on with her WNBA season. But when she landed in San Francisco, J. Lou was greeted by an unexpected roster cut. The Valkyries' official channels had announced her waiver. The post read, roster update, the Golden State Valkyries have waived guard Julie Van Loo. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you, though. They did thank her.
This all happened while she was on the flight back from Europe. In a simple, heart-wrenching message, Van Loo wrote, quote, literally just touched down in the bay. I need some time to process all of this, man, and put my feelings into words. I can't right now. She put multiple broken heart emojis on here.
All right.
So I think we all agree that I think we all agree no athlete should find out they were cut from their team on social media. But Chris, how dirty did the Valkyries do her, if they did her dirty at all? I don't know if I like this
question.
I don't
understand. Okay, well, let's get past your lingo. She went and played in Europe for something?
There was a Eurobasket championship, and some players went over there, and the team knew about this.
She was one of the ones chosen to play.
Yeah, and team knew about this. They knew she was going to be back at a certain point.
When she came back, this was waiting
on the
for
flight.
Her.
She was cut.
They did her a little dirty. I mean, let's be honest. They could have waited till she landed.
Not had her fly all the way halfway across the world.
Whatever. They could have waited till she landed. Or, yes, got a message to her there and said, you know, we're going to go in a different direction. I mean, it's certainly never easy to cut any player. So it's always going to feel a little bit harsh. I mean, this is pro sports. You know, they pick who they want. And if they don't need you, they move on. So that part is, you know, she's no different than anyone. But, yeah, I mean, come on. Have a bit of a understanding. Read the room, as they say. You know, let her land and, you know, let her have 5 hours to, you know, get her feet back on the ground and then send the text out, you know, which isn't any nicer, but it's nicer than what she went through.
She even put up a picture of her flying over San Francisco and then, like, circled the stadium. Like, how excited she was. It was really messed up.
I will say this, though. The Valkyries, they struck me as a team that was pretty hardcore right at the beginning. I remember they signed a couple of high-profile college kids after the draft. And,
yeah, they cut them.
And they cut them, and it was right on social media like that minute. Like, they couldn't wait to announce it. So maybe this is just their way of doing things.
Stop being so excited to fire people.
Yeah.
Tony, did the Valkyries do her dirty?
I don't know. I think she's flying. I don't know. We don't know the exact circumstances. Right, like if she's on a flight from where she was coming from,
I think it was Greece.
So I'm sure. A long flight.
I'm sure. 18 hours. I'm sure from Greece to California is not like the shortest flight, or it was easy to get in contact with. And you know, these teams have like deadlines, and when you have to like do these things.
That's
and
true.
So you know, I would like to believe that they at least reached out to her and couldn't get a hold of her before that went down. They didn't just immediately go, hey, yeah, just throw it on social media and let them find out that way. I would like to hope that wasn't the case. So I don't know. Did they do her dirty? If they didn't shoot her a call or try to get in contact with her beforehand, then they did her dirty.
Isn't this the way that relationships go now in general? I'm not talking about team sports relationships.
No. I think we still hold on to some sort of, you know, owing that person a conversation.
I think you do, but how many relationships, I'm talking about personal ones,
I know,
have broken up just on somebody sending a text or ghosting altogether? And
well, that case, I mean, I've been ghosted a million times in my life.
Yeah, right. So I was going to say, you should understand this.
I do understand it. And I think this is why I'm so upset about this, is because it's not cool. I like how they say in the post, thank you, Julie. Like,
yeah, that part was good.
Spare me, okay? Spare me.
Number one. It's the same thing as when a GM says, you know, we're moving on from this coach. He did a great job. We wish him the best.
They no, you don't. Know. You know.
You don't wish him the best.
Red Sox Willier Abreu hit a grand slam and an inside-the-park solo home run for the Red Sox last night in a 13-6 victory over the Reds. Abreu finished the night 2-for-5 with 5 RBIs, and according to ESPN Research, he became the first player to hit an inside-the-park home run and have another homer be a grand slam in the same game since Roger Maris pulled it off in 1958. So, Tony,
who did you say did that?
Willier, the one in 58, or the guy who did it last night?
Last night,
Willier Abreu.
Red Sox game.
Yeah, Red Sox outfielder. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tony, is this just whatever, or is this pretty cool?
It's definitely not whatever. It's pretty cool. I don't know, like, it's one of these arbitrary things that we're talking about, you know what I'm saying? That kind of went over this yesterday with Chris, and well, I can't remember what the statistic was we were talking about yesterday, but
Steer having three home run game and David Ortiz not having one.
Right. These are definitely things that don't happen very often and are tough to pull off, but I don't know that it's a significant thing, but certainly it's something that for Abreu himself, he'll certainly cherish it. At the end of the day, that's why, you know, that's why these things are special a lot of times.
Chris, what do you think? No big deal or a big deal?
For nerds like me, it's a deal. I like stuff like this. And the fact that it hadn't happened since 1958 is pretty amazing. But the thing is it's not something he was trying to do. So that part of it is like, he didn't go into the game going, you know, it's been 60 years since somebody's done this. I'm going to try to do it today. Furthermore, when Tony Gwynn Jr. had one of his two inside the park home runs,
right?
Like, had somebody told you, tapped you on the shoulder, you know, Tony, nobody's ever also hit a grand slam. You know, you might have tried extra hard to do it, but this is so arbitrary. I mean, yes. You can't even plan for the grand slam. Know, the bases have to be loaded when you come up.
Do you know the inside the park home run, like, hit off of a weird
the triangle in center field.
In center field and then bounced all the way into left field.
Yeah, no, it was it's interesting. And baseball gives us some of these, but it's not any kind of real achievement, I don't think.
Speak for yourself. All right. I don't know why I had to take a shot there, Chris, to end it, but I did, so we're going to move forward.
I think we should mute the conversation.
Yes, El Mutante! We'll talk more, maybe, about El Mutante when we get back here on 97.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.